The ladies of Litchfield Prison have returned to the small screen, or maybe to your mobile device. Netflix released 14 new episodes of its hit series Orange is the New Black last night, a few hours ahead of schedule. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says the show's biggest problem this year might be reaching the creative peaks from last year.
The season starts with middle-class slacker-turned-prison inmate Piper Chapman in a pretty dark place. She's having a casual conversation about suicide with the prison's electrician.
I'm definitely a carbon monoxide guy. Put on some tunes, breathe deep, go out easy.
Maybe pills.
Figures.
What do you mean, figures?
Pills are expensive. You don't even think about that.
Well, I didn't realize that my hypothetical suicide had a budget.
Welcome to the real world, princess.
This is not a healthy discussion.
Here are all the themes that make Orange is the New Black such compelling television. The middle class's unthinking privilege, the tedium of prison life, the ways in which the guards are nearly as dysfunctional as the inmates. We get great scenes this season with transgender inmate Sophia Bursette, who discusses plans for a Mother's Day visit from her son with another inmate whose hair she's styling.
Somebody coming to visit you this weekend?
My son, Michael.
Oh, how does that work with you being a lady man and all? Do you and his mother both celebrate today?
You really want to be calling me a lady man when I got a fistful of your hair in my hand?
The visit with her son, where Sophia gives him some dating advice, goes just about as smoothly.
Now you want some real advice?
From my second mom or my used-to-be dad?
My dad told me, find a real insecure girl and practice on her.
You really want to be a lady in a world where men do that?
God help me, I do.
This is when the show's at its best. They're poignant flashback episodes for characters once relegated to the background, like overweight bully Carrie Big Boo Black. But there are also times when the show's message is a bit too on the nose, like when one inmate talks about whether friendships in prison can survive on the outside.
Here's what's gonna happen when you get out. You'll call each other up, maybe meet for drinks, make more plans but then cancel them. You're avoiding each other because it only took that one drink for you to realize you don't have anything in common. We're not a family. We're a band-aid. And once you rip it off, all we are to each other is scars.
Seems a little more like a speech from the Shawshank Redemption, if you ask me. What Orange is the New Black really lacks, though, is the kind of drama brought last season by a drug dealer named V, who took over the prison's black gang and nearly ran the entire jail until she died during an escape attempt. This year, the show's first six episodes lack the urgency and focus that V's jailhouse maneuvers often brought last year. The result is a really good third season for Orange is the New Black, which somehow still feels a little less groundbreaking than the season which came before. I'm Eric Deggans.